Should you be doing that?
Wah, wah. Put my hand through the force shield. Wah.
Where are you going? To the pyramid. I'll assume you want to explore it.
Well, yes. Well, I would actually.
Well, come on then.
Okay.
Don't be so fucking lazy.
Fuck you.
Now, come and have a look at this.
Oh, doctor, put that away. I'll put a zip sound effect in at that point.
I just read the next line. That's pretty impressive. I don't know if you can get a TARDIS down there.
It's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside, guy.
Oh.
Would you like to... Jacob showed me how to fill you with your his ebullience.
Yeah, I like his ebullience.
Okay. Do the line properly this time. Look in the corner of the mural. It's the artist's signature.
Oh, Van Gogh. Oh, there's his ear.
That's where I got to all this time. End of episode. Okay, 78 probably. Come on. Let's see if we can find the force field generator. It has to be in the pyramid somewhere.
It's always going to be in the pyramid. It can't be anywhere else.
Return of the Apotheosks.
Scene 10.
Okay, countdown, scene 10. Dr. Guy Molly Meldrum.
How many of him do you think there are?
Hats, you mean? Oh, several thousand at least.
How many do you think there are?
Several thousand at least. I'm going to sneeze.
One more and you're just bucking for attention. You're just bucking for attention now.
Yeah.
Two is fine. Three is too many.
Okay. 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 Countdown scene 10 colon.
It's colon stick.
No, not that sort of colon.
Oh.
You know, I'm beginning to wonder if I wasn't a bit hasty in my assessment of... I'll start that again. Wrong pitch.
Yes.
I've got to do worried doctor, not excited doctor.
Oh, we've got worried doctor now.
Yeah. You know, I'm beginning to wonder if I... Brr. See, you're fucking catching, you bastard.
I'm a disease man. Come on, doctor. There's a stairwell over here. Heading down.
You want to do that again so I don't sniffle during...
I'll give the best performance of my life and look what you're doing.
That was your best performance? Fuck.
For this scene, yes. I've read it once.
Okay.
Come on, doctor. There's a stairwell over here. Heading down.
Go down to count down. See, that's why you're counting down the number of steps.
I'm going to slap you. You know that, don't you? And you're probably going to enjoy it. Anyway, scene 13, yeah. Last scene.
Okay, last scene. We're in the TARDIS console. What did you do?
Bang my nuts on the paper. Shouldn't hurt, but it did.
You got a paper cut.
Ow.
Okay. So rubber. Just imagine TARDIS. Okay.
That's strange.
What is?
I'll do that again.
Yeah. Ah, that's the wonderful thing about the universe, my dear guy. It's full of things you don't expect.
Ooh, like that. Put that away. Sonic screwdriver my ass. No, don't.
You want me to Sonic screwdriver your ass? Do you want to go and get David now? For the benefit of the tape, Kane is now fetching David Hutchinson. Okay, the Dr. Guy, Dr. Geis. Dr. Guy!
Oh, yeah,
Dr.
Just
Guy,
get seven shades of shit.
Dr. Guy, Dr. Guy, Dr. Guy! Oh, sorry, I'll shut up.
Dr. Guy.
Yeah, Dr. Jones, that old aqua song.
No. 5 years. Oh, yes.
Like, I was thinking, because I was reading the thing, it says, Dr. Guy, Dr. Guy, calling Dr. Guy. Be like a call for us to come to the room to record. Okay.
And this is why Matthew's not on Australian Idol. Because he really, really can't sing.
Neither can anyone else on Australian Idol and they're there.
What are we doing?
I didn't need your script, but we're just doing scene 6 now. Flower beds, you're playing the gardener.
All right.
Okay, at this point, because you've got good voice projection, I'll get you to stand on this side and get Kane.
Oh, you're going
to
get me standing in the way.
Yeah, you're the double adapter to my extension lead. Okay, for the gardener, for this, can you sort of do do your best Bill Hartnell impression? Because
okay.
That's how I'm going to distinguish between gardener and warden who's possessed, because mm-hmm. You're going to sound like you when you're the warden, but for the gardener, just sound like, oh, my dear boy, you know, that sort of doctor.
So you want Hartnell, okay.
Chesterfield. Okay. Okay, here we go. Countdown, scene 6. Dr. Guy and gardener, who's played by Molly Meldrum.
Do yourself a favour.
Yeah.
Owners? There aren't any owners.
But then whose garden is it?
We'll wait for this plane to get out of the way.
That's not in the script. Where's that? I've used that line.
Come back. Wait for this plane to get out of the way, then I'll get back into it.
Into the plane? Well, if it's over, it's gone. You can't get into it.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
But I do know visitors aren't welcome. I'm sorry, but I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to leave.
He's not very welcoming, is it?
No, he's not. He's a bastard. Just like Hartnell. Circa that was, season.
That was what you asked for.
Circa late season 3.
That was what you asked for.
Countdown, scene 11, colon, underline, reactor chamber, CPS, the doctor guy, sleeper, slash, garden, slash, warden, wardener, she's watering the garden. Sound, nuclear reactor background, as per end of scene 1, so like,
action.
Warp field thingy.
Wow, look at all this stuff.
How could you follow on from my dramatic reading of the shit before the first line, hey?
There's only one way to go, and that was deadpan.
Yeah. Okay, probably this time. Line 97, please, guy.
Oh, come on, you know you want to.
Point taken. Here goes, then. In there, and put that in there, and there we are.
It's an ethereal sign, buddy. Yeah.
Queer eyes and until tomorrow night.
Oh, no, we can't. That won't be right, because see, now Trevor will hear that and go, it should have been done by a woman.
Hey, I can play a woman.
So can I. No, I can't.
What was that?
Possibly the sound of a communication channel being opened. Like, hailing frequencies open. Put it up on screen, Mr. Data.
That's not all that was being opened.
Put it up on screen, Ensign Sato.
What are you doing?
You've set the reactor onto a self-destruct sequence! You bastard.
Jeez, that's going to leave a mark.
Seems to be the way of the world these days. The form you see in front of you was created from the collective unconscious.
I thought that said the Watcher for a second. I thought, hang on, that's a bit unoriginal.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's all right.
Anytime. Spank you later.
All right.